This is the Make Money Blogging Podcast, episode 26, with digital nomad wannabe founder Sharon Goulet. In today's episode, I'm discussing why I start multiple blogs and why you should too. While I always find many D&W community members interested in this topic as they watch how I grow my business, as the pandemic stretches on, I think there really is no better time to really consider this topic to diversify your blogging business, as the last year has shown how entire industries can basically get wiped out while at the same time creating many new opportunities. At the start of the pandemic, I created a whole lot of new sites myself, and as it stretches on, I am so glad I did. I'm at the point of selling a couple of sites again right now, not ones I created last year, but a couple years before that, which is also a great reminder of one of the huge pluses of this process, which is having an asset you can sell. This is a six-figure cash injection into my business. Imagine that. Of course, this isn't for everyone, but it's so worth considering that I've decided to dedicate this episode to just the topic of why I start multiple blogs, the benefits, the drawbacks, mistakes to avoid, and how to make your own decision.
Welcome to the Make Money Blogging Podcast with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Each week on this show, you'll find actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income from your blog with no fluff, so you can quit the day job and have more freedom to do what you love. From SEO to affiliate marketing to blogging business strategies, it's all here. Let's start with your host, digitalnomadwannabe.com founder, Sharon Goulet.
So today we're talking about why I start multiple blogs and you should too. Like I said, it's on my mind at the moment as I look at selling a couple of sites, and next month is when I'm due to start a couple more as per my annual plan and goals of my business. Because one of the things I try to do, and I've told D&W community members many times, is to create new sites, get them profitable and sell them. I've also ramped up my content production and thus my outsourcing a lot this year as I invest a lot into this area of my business to get it as profitable as possible. I'm also getting close to the five-figure mark in how much I spend to outsource content production, and that's per month, which gives you some idea of how important I find this and how sure I am that the systems I teach for SEO and affiliate marketing can be replicated over and over again, you know, because this is an upfront cost that I expect to get back. I'm also dropping back my own hours yet again as my husband moves to a permanent five-day-a-week job after contracting for 4 days a week for a while now. I currently work 3 school days a week. I also exercise during that time, so I'm maybe working about 16 hours a week. I've got much stricter on working outside of this more recently, which has been really good for me. Even better is that I seem to achieve just as much. Interesting how better work-life balance can give that result once we let go of the idea of having too much to do and needing to do it all the time. Anyway, I say all this just to show you don't need a zillion hours a week to do this stuff. But instead of investing my time, I'm obviously investing my money. You tend to need one of these things if you want more than one site. Now, don't forget, you can find today's show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode26. And if you enjoy today's show, then subscribe to the Make Money Blogging Podcast and leave a review. This episode is sponsored by Build Blog Freedom Fast Track, my 10-week program that shows you the 20% of blogging you need to do to get 80% of the results step by step. Learn exactly how to use SEO to get traffic and then to monetize that traffic with affiliates. Signing up to this course also gives you free access to an additional course of mine, How to Start a Money-Making Blog, which steps you through exactly what to do to start your next blog, including many tests to make sure you pick the right niche. So it very much complements what I'm talking about today. But let's get started. Why do I have multiple blogs and why do I plan to start even more? Well, the short answer is because it works. I know if I do good keyword and niche research, I can come up with great site ideas, get traffic, use affiliates and advertising for money, and create a profitable income streams that are quite hands-off for me. Basically, it's everything I talk about in episode 4 about using SEO and affiliate marketing. And, you know, I see that result time and time again when I start on a new site. Now, if you knew you had a system where you could invest X and in a year it would make Y, you know, which is higher than the X, and you could sell it in a few years for why, you know, wouldn't you do it? Because really that's the biggest reason I do this is because I create a sellable asset. Now, if you put all your time and effort into one blog, it can be hard to sell because then you have nothing left. You know, whereas if I have 10 and I sell one, I still have lots of income streams while having a big cash injection. You know, here in Australia, there's also tax advantages to selling over ongoing income with capital gains tax only payable on 1/4 of the amount you sell it for if you are a sole trader. So I'm paying a lot less tax than I do when I'm earning this money month by month. Now, if you live somewhere without capital gains tax, you know, it's possible you may even find you don't pay tax on selling a site versus ongoing income. So these are things when you haven't sold a site before, you know, I never used to think about it till it happened. And, you know, it was such a big bonus. It did change a bit how I found selling sites and the focus I put on it in my business. So it is worth talking to a tax accountant if you're thinking about these things, because it could make a big difference to whether it's worth selling a site for you, you know, just that tax aspect. But by far the biggest benefit I've seen in the last year is definitely the diversification. I have basically three parts of my business, which I've spoken about before. You know, one is Digital Nomad Wannabe, everything I do with this podcast, my courses, and that site. One is my travel sites like diveintomalaysia.com, my Malaysia site. And there's one which is the process of creating sites, getting them profitable and selling them, what I'm talking about today. Now, the two parts of my business have been hit hard by COVID, and that's both Digital Nomad Wannabe with so many travel vloggers following me and the travel sites. But overall, my income was only down 30% across my business because the section of the business I'm talking about today, where I create sites, is up. And this is because many industries have seen huge strides forwards and great advances with COVID. With more people shopping online, there can definitely be a much greater chance of people buying through your affiliate links. You know, some industries have also just got so much more popular. Now, if you have a range of blogs in different niches, you can protect yourself from these changes. You know, some stuff goes up, some stuff goes down, you know, and overall, hopefully you're ahead. But even if you're not ahead, at least you're not completely behind, right? In fact, if you're one of the many travel bloggers listening to me who doesn't have another site, I'm betting you wish you were one of the people who started one at the start of the pandemic. I'm also not going to lie, it's a lot of fun. I get quite a rush out of starting a new site, coming up with a theme, character, finding keywords. So really, it's a win in every direction for me. Now, let's talk more about the general benefits of starting a new site. Like stated above, there is the fact that you have more assets you can sell. It's lucrative if you know what you're doing and you can learn how to do that. And it's a great way to diversify. Now, I do want to talk a bit more about this last point. When people talking about diversifying their blog, they usually mean not just relying on one form of traffic generation or monetization. For example, they don't just want to rely on SEO and want traffic from Facebook or Pinterest instead. And while this is completely valid and I'm not criticizing it at all, it's also valid to diversify with a new site instead, which is what I do. I find that quicker and easier since I know exactly what I need to do when it comes to like SEO and affiliate marketing than, you know, having to go learn a whole new system. Another benefit is that you get to start from scratch and do things right from the beginning without dealing with a lot of old post baggage. Get to write about a fresh new area and you get another chance to build up a great business. And I'll talk a little bit more about that soon. But to say it's easier to start a second, third, fourth, etc. blog than the first is a drastic understatement. It is so much easier. Of course, it also has its challenges too. The main one, time and more work. However, if you know that what you are doing, if you can get them profitable, remember you can outsource to help with that. If it will be all your own time, remember that also that means less time on your existing blog. So you have to be careful about whether that's worth it. If you just want more income, for example, and don't want to diversify yet, then it may happen faster by working on your existing blog. Until recently, I found it impossible to grow more than one site at a time, even with outsourcing. It's taken a lot of processes and work so I can grow more than one site at once. So before I could do that, you know, my other sites would have to go on the back burner while I grew that new one. And this isn't necessarily a problem, right? If you're into SEO, then time is the magic ingredient and not working on a site for 6 months doesn't necessarily hurt your growth at all. In fact, it can still lead to a lot of growth. However, it may have implications if you rely on a form of traffic generation, which takes you continually working on it, like a lot of social media. You know, if you just disappear from that from 6 months, you know, there goes all your traffic as well. It also means that you have a new niche to learn. So what are the mistakes to avoid? Now, the first is definitely shiny object syndrome. Don't start another blog just because others are or you think another niche will be easier. A great example of this is when I nearly started a destination blog back in 2014 because I had blogging friends who were successfully doing this and I was really frustrated with my original travel blog as I couldn't get it to earn money. Thankfully, I talked to someone sensible at the time who made me realize that if I didn't know what I was doing, with, you know, my first blog, a new one wouldn't actually fix the problem. You know, it would have just been a mistake. Now, this is a huge difference to when I started my Malaysia site more recently, where I had an exact plan and I knew I could hit the goals I had. Which leads me to the next biggest mistake. If you don't know how to have a successful blog now, you won't suddenly know because you build another site, right? There is no magic involved. It won't just suddenly happen. Like I've said many times on this topic, The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, because that saying definitely applies to just creating new blogs, right? If you're just going to do it the same way you did the first one, you ain't going to get a different result. And, you know, if your first one's not working, then don't expect your second one to. So how can you decide whether you should start another blog? Now, I used to be really wary about telling people to start another site before existing one is working. And if you've listened to my talks on this before, you know, you've probably walked away going, okay, she's saying I've got to get this one working, don't start another one. But my perspective has changed a little. Actually, many people in Build Blog Freedom Fast Track, my course, have done this and had success once they start off knowing what they are trying to achieve with this second blog, you know, who their targeted audience is, all those types of things, and being much more focused from the beginning on this new site. And they've just found that a lot easier than getting this huge blog they already have that never really had a focus on their audience or anything else, or really was doing anything that smart at all, and trying to get that profitable, getting traffic or whatever. You know, they have found it much easier just to go into a second site, you know, with this clear vision of what they need to achieve and making that happen than fixing the first. So definitely these days, I wouldn't make a blanket statement that you should get your first blog working first. However, I will say if you don't have a strategy for a second blog, if you can't figure one out, I wouldn't start one yet. Like, that's really what's the important part. Write out what you want to achieve with this new blog and how you would achieve it. And if you don't know how to do this, then you aren't ready. So you need those exact goals and a plan to reach them. That's how you know if you can start another one or not, right? If you really have no idea and, you know, you would feel just as lost as maybe you already feel with your first blog, then that's not the time to start. But as a side note, I will say that Build Blog Fast Track does give you all of that. It gives you the whole strategy. It gives you what to do. So, you know, your writing out's very simple. You can just print out the sheet of what you need to do next. Now, you do need to be ready to be super focused on audience and what it takes to be successful when you're starting another site. And if you don't know what I mean by that, I really recommend you go listen to episode 24 of this podcast with Keith Erskine. Listen to how he talks about his blog, not even just what he's saying, but how he talks about it. You can just see how he has this focus. And you don't have to be as clear in your vision as what he is now, but what you do need to be is focused, right? I always think that I can tell who's going to be successful at blogging and who isn't by how they talk about their blog, whether that's in person, like in the podcast interview with Keith, or in the D&W Facebook group. It's like, I feel like I really can just tell those bloggers that join the group, they're just starting out, whether they'll make it or not by just how they talk about it, how focused they seem on what they're trying to achieve. So if you know what you want to achieve and how you will achieve it, I highly recommend starting more blogs. If you're ready to take this step, make sure you listen to episode 7, which walks you through some of what we talked about today, but also goes through the next steps like picking a niche to get you started. And do remember, all of this is taught in my course, Build Blog Freedom Fast Track, including how to pick your niche, set up your new site, and then get traffic with SEO and monetize with affiliates and advertising. So to recap, there are some great reasons I've started multiple blogs: to diversify, more income, you know, create a sellable asset, and it's fun. But basically, it's because it works. I have a strategy that works in many niches, and why wouldn't I keep applying it? There are many benefits to starting more blogs along these lines, as well as to start from scratch without the mistakes to fix that might be on the first blog you built if you started this as a hobby. Now, the drawbacks are more time, more work, a new niche to learn, and you have to look at the opportunity cost. Would time be better spent on your existing site? You also want to make sure you don't have shiny object syndrome, or you just want to start a new one because your current one frustrates you. You know, you need to have that strategy before you start, or there is no point. You'll just end up in the same position you are with your existing blog. Now, Build Blog Freedom Fast Track can give you the strategy and what you need to do. You can also find today's show notes for this episode at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode26. Now, make sure you subscribe to this channel, because next episode, I'll be talking with Chelsea Clark from herpaperroute.com. She not only knows a ton about successful blogging, but also runs blogsforsale.co, a marketplace for blogs selling and buying, and we're going to be discussing everything you may want to know about this topic. I look forward to chatting with you then.
Thanks for listening to Make Money Blogging with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income for your blog so you can build a blogging business you love. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.